they were at the Met, and JK's fit, and then Jen, quack, quack. Whew. And of course, Megan, which is the whole reason why, like, Hello, welcome to Grown Ass Fandom. This is another episode that... Okay, just making sure. This is another episode that was broken by BTS. I literally created a whole episode that's ready to go. And I couldn't do it. I can't post it when there's so many things happening. There's just, like, it's been really, really busy. BTS, it's been nonstop. Like, I'm ready for them to go home. Like, when are they getting on the plane to go back? This is just, like, so much. So we're going to talk everything about BTS Goes to New York. It's literally only Tuesday, and I have so much to talk about. And so I don't know what I'm going to do with the episode that I created. Is it going to be an OnlyFans? Am I going to save it for next week? I don't know, because I imagine, because it's only Tuesday, they're going to be doing more stuff throughout the week. I don't know how long they're going to be here, but yeah, it's just, they're exhausting. They are exhausting. So I guess, like, I'm just going to get into it, because, like I said, this is the second podcast I've recorded. It's so, I wish I could, like, half-ass it, but I can't have to talk to you guys about it. I'm going to talk to you guys about it. Okay, so let's back up. So I guess we can start with at the airport and talk about the airport looks, talk about the airport, that whole thing, and then we'll move through the week slowly but surely. I am not going to touch too much on politics here, but I am going to have a little political. I'm going to just, like, clock something, because, you know, you guys know how I do. I have to kind of clock certain things, but for the most part, it'll be pretty light. So, okay, let's start with the fits. And so LV, obviously, so BTS are obviously LV ambassadors. I've gone on the record to say that I am not crazy about that collaboration. I'm not crazy about LV's clothes. But I think that they're really good ambassadors, because they just wear clothes so well. Like, everything looks... whenever they wear something, I'm just like, oh, I could wear that. Even though it's objectively maybe not cute or maybe not good, they make it work. So let's, maybe we go, oh God, there's so much, dude. It's only Tuesday and there's, like, so much, because there's, like, the airplane looks, then there's the Permission to Dance performance looks. We've got to talk about Permission to Dance Tay. I mean, should we maybe we'll do a rewatch here, of course, on mute, because I've, and, like, talk through it. And then we've got, so those fits, and then we've got the airport fits, and then we've got the Met Gala, not the Met Gala, but they were at the Met, and JK's fit, and then Jen, quack, quack, whew. And of course, Megan, which is the whole reason why, like, once I saw Megan and them together, I was like, I cannot ignore this. I have to make this a main podcast, so buckle up. Let's go, y'all. I know I said this wasn't a BTS podcast, but we're about to talk about BTS for a minute. And I'm going to try to get in and out here because, like I said, second podcast. I love you guys. Okay. So, okay. Also, first, can we start with this like 4x4 here? This one man, I guess he's a bodyguard. He looks like this, just like he... Like I said, I think I made this joke on TikTok where he's like bodyguard starring me. He's so hot. Like, I love, like, I am so toxic. Like, I love just, like, masculine built, like, bodyguard looking men. Like, I've already told you how many bouncers I have in my history. Like, I just can't help it. He's so fine. And then there's like, there's also, I think the sister wives told me that he, or the sibling partners, sorry, told me that he's their manager. I'm sorry, excuse me, sir. Looking that fine. And they were also, it was so funny because like the team looked happy. Like they were like, yeah, they seemed to be happy to be getting out and going. They're like, we're going to New York. We love that for us. Like everybody is very much ready to go. So I guess we'll start with, I'm going through my things, JK's look. I mean, this version of LV is just the LV that I can't stand, right? But literally JK could wear like compost bags and still look fine as hell, right? That's his whole, that's like the best thing about him is that he can literally wear fucking anything, right? JK also looked really happy to see everybody. Like he was just waving and excited and like, oh yeah, hi. Like I think he like said he really misses Army. He really misses having that connection. So I know he was super excited to see everybody. So I'm glad that they got that moment. Jimin is just, I think, like I said, Jimin dresses like a sort of like a Parisian ASM. That's like his aesthetic. He dresses, that's Alfred barking. What is Alfred? He dresses like an ASM. He always has like the most copyable looks. Like you, when you wear stuff, when you see stuff on him, you're like, okay, I could do that. The baseball cap literally sends me to the stratosphere. He looks so hot in it. I just think that he should always wear baseball caps. It just does something to me. It makes me feel very feral. Whenever I see him in one, he just looks excellent. It's a great fit. I'm not a turtleneck person because I have big boobs. And so turtlenecks do not work for me, but it looks amazing on him. And again, he wears all the, and LV isn't really his style specifically, but his application of it is really good. Like I really liked how LV managed to find ways to fit each of their looks. So I really like Jimin's. And then at the end, we'll rank them. Basically talk about like what we like the best and worst. And then Hobi always looks so casually cool. Those shorts give me freaking like PTSD. Are those the same shorts he wore that one fateful day when he was coming from the airport? I just love, the thing that I love most about Hobi and why he is like, when I talk about like how much I'm obsessed with him, double masked. I went to the doctor's office today and I was wearing both masks. Okay, we don't play around. We're not fucking around with Corona. We're just not doing it. And I love that for him. It made me sort of like simp even harder for Hobi. Like the way that I, don't let me get into it. I can't get into it. Do you know what? I just had this thought. Like, I swear, again, there was another conversation between me and another creator about whether or not BTS has seen our videos. And I was like, God, no, please. I don't want them to perceive me at all. Oh my gosh. It just like makes me like, because if Hobi could hear what I say, he'd probably be uncomfortable. Okay. So yes, Hobi's look. I love it. I mean, okay. Tae looks like, I can say this here because it's my podcast. He looks like a porn star. Like he looks like a 70s porn star. Just walked off set after like having an orgy with a bunch of people. Him at the center, literally knocking everybody's socks off. And he just sort of was like, okay, I'm done. Walked out. And this was the outfit he did. He was like, oh, I want a comfy pant, but I want to look good. You know, like I'm going to go get a coffee, maybe a sandwich after all that. That's just the energy that it's giving. We will talk about Tae Gone Wild later in this podcast. But I just, the fit, like, nobody can make this work but him, but I totally have a vision for the pants and I have a vision for what I would do with the shirt. I would never buy LV, but if I did, I can see how they could be worn as separates. He just like really walked it. P.S. Is anybody, if you're a Target lover, if you like the Target designer collaborations, I'm really excited for it. I think it's happening on the 26th. I'm already like have my little money put aside so I can buy a bunch of stuff for the Target collaboration. Is that something you guys want to talk about? Like I love fashion, so I want to talk about like the pieces that I want to get in that collection. Okay, Suga, cozy. I really like that blue sweater. I love the color. I think that the most notable thing about Suga, though, was that selfie he took when he was on the airplane, which was my personal selfie that he sent to me, that he managed to send to all of you guys. I don't know why he would send it to all of you guys. Seems weird, but whatever. But he looks cozy, fun, looking good. Namjoon literally looks like he just came from his girlfriend's house. Like I literally, this is what I said on my TikTok, like, or his partner's house, where they got in an argument and he was like, can we talk about this later? And they were like, okay, well, you need to wear Louis Vuitton. And he decided to wear his ho wear, which is gray sweats. Like, it's so funny because I had never articulated the attraction that I feel for men who wear gray sweats until Gen Z. Well, I feel like it's early millennials Gen Z identified that for me. So thank you. I'll always be appreciative of you guys identifying something that I already knew. And he always has that fucking carrot. He loves that goddamn carrot. He loves it. The Louis Vuitton sweater and pants, I mean, it's fine. Like, it's so expensive. And the thing about Louis Vuitton is that it's expensive and it just isn't worth it. Like, the quality of the stuff is not there, in my opinion, just from, like, what I know about fashion and stuff like that. But they're really trying to come back with it. The classic bags, like, I really do like this green. There are a couple pieces that I could see Army getting, like Jimin's bag, Hobi's bag. I couldn't see anybody really. I feel like Namjoon's really trying to make that carrot happen, and I don't think it's going to, but there are some basics. But like this bag that, and I heard that Jin's outfit is all sold out. The end goal shirt is pointed. I think it's interesting that it's where the end goal lettering is positioned, and the pants are like whatever. But again, Jin could wear like a sleeveless garbage bag and be fine, still look hot. And yeah, those are the fits. I also really like Suga's pants. But I get, guys, I'm sorry, I don't love LV. I would love for them to be the representatives of a classier brand. I hope they're getting paid really well. I also don't think that it fits many of the members that well as a brand. Like I said, Hobi could. Okay, so let's rank them. Tae is obviously my favorite. So I like Tae's fit is number one. Two is Jimin. Three is Jin. Four is Suga. Five is Hobi. Six is Namjoon. Seven is JK. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, this. I mean, like I said, the set is great because JK's wearing it, but it's not great. I just don't like it. I'm not into it. I feel like some of the team members are also wearing LV. Or is this the back of Jin? It might just be the back of Jin. But yeah, the flight. And then I guess there was a big conversation around people showing up the airport and stuff like that and being upset. Yeah, I mean, like, definitely don't stalk BTS. Don't go to their hotel rooms. Don't do that stuff. I know you want to see them and stuff like that, but like, it's a pandemic and endangering the safety is like hard. I understand that armies are very excited to see them and stuff like that, but I imagine that it's really overwhelming for them. It's not safe for y'all, so on and so forth. But I think that that's all I have to say about that. I know there's a bigger conversation about it and people are really upset about it. I'm not as upset as other people are, like, but like I said, all armies have different reactions to things. So I can't really say much about that. It's not really my priority when there's so many other things to talk about. Okay. So I guess let's move on to the actual speech. I don't really have much to say about the speech. They all did a really good job. Do you guys want to, maybe we should watch the Permission to Dance performance and react to it together? Let's do that on mute. Huh. It's so funny because people were like, when this was all happening, there was a bunch of people who were like, oh, I bet those people who don't like Permission to Dance don't have anything to say. And I was like, what are you talking about? What does that have to do? What does that have to do with anything? Nothing at all. Okay. We're going to play it. We're going to watch it on mute. So go ahead and pull it up. Oh, it's playing. JK's hair is growing back. And at first I was like, I don't know. But then he wore a fit that I will talk about soon. And I was like, oh, maybe I could get into the longer hair again. The rolled up sleeves is just like on Namjoon feels aggressive. What was Jimin's problem during this performance? He was like, it's permission to dance, but I want spaghetti. I just wonder how they... Oh, JK. I love sassy JK. The tailoring on Tae is always perfect. This three-piece suit and his hair. Tae's hair is also growing out. And if Jimin cuts his hair, I will literally... Sue. I feel like he's cut it a little bit and I'm not happy about it. Namjoon. Jin. I can't even. Oh, God. It's so overwhelming. Hobie in his beret. He's so cute. The fitting on all these suits is really good. Oh. Gosh. Tae is so happy to be out. Like, he's like, thank God. Bless those people in New York. Whoever's getting to experience that, I'm so jealous. How does it feel to be God's favorite? Is that it? I have not listened to Permission to Dance in such a long time. Permission to Dance came and went. I mean, we could talk about how this definitely proves that that song was really for all of this later. Which is what a lot of us said, but whatever. It looks so good. We don't need permission to dance. Jin is like, what did I tell you guys about Jin? All men get hotter the closer they get 30. They get to 30. Also, can we like, people are like, I can't believe he's 30. What is wrong with y'all? Like... What perception do y'all have of people who are over 30? I don't remember having that perception, but I probably did when I was in my 20s. So one of the dancers from this was apparently on TikTok saying that they're going to dance for BTS. Yeah, I mean, again, I don't understand what Jimin was doing here. Like, I feel like his interpretation of the performance was a little different. Walk the walk tonight. Because we don't need permission to dance. Okay, so this moment that's coming up is what everybody's been talking about how, like, at one point, Tae does that little, like, dance, and instead of turning towards the other members, he turns towards this curly-haired girl behind him. And, like, calls her over and how everybody is just like, ah! And let me tell you something. I hope to everything that they spaghettied. I really hope they fucked. Like, I really hope. Is that, like, problematic to say? I really hope that they did that. Because I love that. I just love that he is sort of out. It's like Tae is finally like, you know what? I would love... to have sex with somebody that I don't know. Which I fully understand. I fully understand that. So that was the performance. I guess we can move on to the Met. I feel like I've slowly started to turn on Namjoon again. Literally in the podcast, I tell you, I walk myself through kind of like the conversation I've been having about Namjoon in my head. And then he showed up at the Met and he was explaining like his relationship or how he felt about the pots at the art gallery. And I was like, oh no. And he just looks so good. His haircut looks so great. And his speech and everything. And he's just so capable and great. So I've been having a hard time being mad at him these days. So the Met. Let's talk about the Met fits. I think the big takeaway here was JK's fit, right? Like he had. So I just want to know what JK is thinking. Because so for this particular fit, if you look at different versions of him wearing this outfit, so it's like a V-neck. Let's back up and talk a little bit more about the speech and what they're talking about, and sort of like some of the weirdness that I feel around this. And again, I'm only going to talk about this for 3 minutes ish. But so for the actual speech that they gave, they wore Recode, which is like an upcycling fashion brand, and I'll read the description. Recode is an upcycling fashion brand designing a new collection using Calon FNC's stock clothes and environmental friendly fabrics. The suit design aims to support sustainable fashion and is particularly designed for BTS's speech at United Nations. So at the United Nations, their speech, they talked about sustainability, and they sort of outlined some ideas of how they hope to make changes. And like I said, a lot of it was around the area of sustainability. And you read, like, you listen to kind of like what the goals are for, like, the sustainable development goals, right? Which are, and a lot of them are around consumption, right? And really reframing the conversation around consumption, which is really difficult given the way that BTS is set up. And this is sort of like one of the like complicated, unwieldy things that you have to deal with when you are talking about BTS as an entity outside of how you feel about them. So one of the things that is complicated, right, is that BTS's marketing message, and it is essentially a marketing message, right? Like, love yourself and stuff like that is more of a marketing message than anything else, right? So a lot of what they represent for people, it's purpose-driven capitalism. I've already said that. And so you are melding that, which means that their message is appropriate for a lot of what they're trying to do, but the way in which they manage their business, the way in which, you know, like some of the stuff that ARMY does goes completely against sustainability. Like, for example, mass buying, all this stuff to get them to number one, like somebody pointed out in the Discord, is not sustainable. Them being sponsored by LV, not sustainable. So it's hard to figure out where, like, is BTS going to be a figurehead, or are they going, because in order to really embody the values in which they're talking about with their speech and what they represent, they would have to change a lot about what they do. I don't know. And again, that's like the twisty, turny aspect of this whole thing, and getting into kind of like getting in with the government. And also, what were the expectations? So do they want, like, what do they want ARMY to do after this? How are they going to change things? Like, are they going to talk about consumption and stuff like that? Because that stuff is going to impact their bottom line. And BTS, before that they are a band, before they're all this thing, they are a business, and they are a business more so than any other type of business, any type of band that has been as politically engaged as they are now positioning themselves to be. For example, like a U2 or something like that, there's always like the political involvement where you are maybe selling merch, but you're doing concerts, but like the level of consumption that BTS encourages and that is a part of their growth and their expansion, and the fact that they are a part of a major conglomerate now at this point, that's like becoming monopolistic and all this. I just wonder what that's going to look like. I think that they hold a huge amount of influence, and I think that it would be unfortunate if they were just going to be figureheads when they do have the potential to have a lot of power in changing the narratives around a lot of these things. But in order to do that, they would have to put their bottom line at risk. And again, this is exactly why I don't get into political marketing or political strategy, because it's like this. It's not just BTS, it's everyone. It's very much like a, like, capitalism ruins it makes all things that we want to do way harder. So even if BTS wanted to change things, it doesn't benefit them to. It doesn't benefit them to change what they're doing right now. So just clocking that. And I mean, I'm not on their team, but I hope that there will be things that are done and that they have people who are there who can consciously think of ways to activate and engage ARMY outside of just the benefits of themselves and them becoming richer. Because so far, while there are initiatives around love yourself and stuff like that, I've looked into them. I feel like a lot of the sort of like actual fun, like stuff that like those types of changes have really been done on an individual scale by some of the members. But as a group, the influence they have, like the way that they like can sell out a fucking, like the fact that like they were going to make these conversations about sustainability and stuff like that, and their outfits sold out for LV. It's a little weird. But okay, I promise I'm not gonna talk about it too much. But I just wanted to clock it. Somebody brought it up, and it was something I'd been thinking about too. It's something that came up in my comments as well. How it just is, it's weird. And it's, I mean, I think especially considering the fact, like, if you believe my theory about how a lot of this is just to get them to avoid enlistment, I mean, it makes sense that it's not necessarily something that has a lot of depth as far as, like, what they hope to do. But I hope I'm wrong. And I hope that they do take this as an opportunity to change stuff with the community and invite ARMY to change the way they think about things. So, just saying. Anyways, back to JK's titties being out. I'm looking at the photo where JK has a death grip on Jin, so forth and so forth. We're gonna go from left to right as usual. So let's look at JK's first. Okay, obviously this fit is really, really great. I know that he's like really gravitating towards sort of like the rocker, like a comfortable rocker kind of style. This kind of reminds me of, okay, I was just wondering, can somebody please explain Harry Styles to me? I don't understand Harry Styles. I was never into One Direction. I miss that. But I just want to know, because I just like see a lot of people talking about him, posting about him, and I truly do not understand what the appeal is, just like Jack Harlow. But yeah, I mean, he looks amazing. I just want to know, like I said, I want to know what's in his head, because so right now the shirt has been buttoned up quite a bit. I mean, I know you've seen the footage where he's sitting down and it's unbuttoned. So I think at some point he was like, maybe I should like put my titties away because I'm at the Met. This is a professional event around a bunch of people. Maybe I should not do that, I wonder. Or like, I have this vision of Namjoon being like, could you like close that a little, just maybe. But I mean, it's a great fit. I love the shirt. I like the hair. Like I said earlier, I am a huge fan. Like, the short hair on JK is my favorite hair on JK, but he's making a compelling case for this hair. He looks fantastic. Like I said, where are you going? Like, I feel like he looks great, but like when you look at everybody together, he looks like he's going somewhere total. Well, I don't know. We'll talk about the others, because also Hobie is like, where's Hobie going? But anyway, yeah, JK, I love the fit. It's one of the best things I think he's worn. It just like fits him really well. And yeah, looking good, looking happy. Also, I was watching the Run BTS episode from this past week where he was just like sitting in his room and eating, and it was like the most healing, wonderful thing to just see him eat and eat and eat and talk about how he loves flour and meat and it'll make him totally happy. And it makes like those moments where he's like really insecure about food and has this really bad relationship with food kind of sad because he loves it so much. Jin, baby, I this all the pictures of him, like I said, I can't wrap my head around it. It's too much content. Like, if I had the time, I could literally do videos about BTS in this weekend for the next couple of weeks. Like, there's just so much. First of all, JK's got that death grip. I think somebody said that they think that he was trying to get Jen to not put up a thumbs up, which I think is funny if that's what he was doing, because it's like the death grip and he's like pulling his hand down when they just like will not stop. Jen looks so fucking hot here. He looks hot this whole time, but he just is like I said, as they get closer to the men get hotter as they age. They really get hotter as they age. And he just, the crisp shirt, he looks so daddy here, like giving like strong, hot DILF that comes to the meetings to pick up their daughters, and everybody's obsessed. Everybody wants to have an affair with him. He's giving fan fiction. You got, oh, y'all. So if you guys, I think the first fanfic I recommended on here was a floral Seokjin fanfic where he was a dad. And lots of the sister wives, brother, husband, sibling, partners have read it. But is this not him? It is him. It's totally him. Yep. Okay, I feel like, oh, I can't believe we have all this to say about this photo. We haven't even gotten to the main event, which is the Megan. Okay, here we go. Okay, so then we have, I just feel like, so like I said, I go back and forth on whether Suga is with somebody right now, but he feels like he's with somebody. Like, he feels so adjusted, so hot. This suit is again showcasing, like, it's another lean cut trying to kill us, trying to fucking murder us with his fits of his suits. He looks very comfortable. His hair looks great. He looks beautiful. I'm obsessed. Namjoon, honestly, I can't, like, the way that he's been, like, really pulling me in, although I like don't even want to like look at Namjoon anymore because now there's like so much competition, which we'll talk about in a second. But I mean, he looks super cute. I love how he's always doing the wink. Jimin, hottest. So are we ready to really unpack the fact that this has casually been Jimin's hottest year between Butter and this, and just like generally the black hair? He's been so hot, like so hot. Like, are we ready to like fully like muster him? Like, what were we gonna talk about that? I guess not. I guess we're not gonna talk about it. But yeah, I mean, again, dressed like a Parisian ASM. I wish. Hobie giving boyfriend, giving very much boyfriend, like literally going on a date during the winter time. It's like surprisingly subdued for Hobie, which is why like the JK fit is so weird, because everybody else is like so subtle and he's like, hello. I just want to know what he was thinking about that. I would love to know. I just want this. I want to see the Bangtan bombs. I really want to see them. So yes, Hobie. And then I love this suit on Tay. He's like, look at him, he's looking like trying to look innocent when we know that you've been acting up the whole time he's been in New York. Like, that Tay has been acting up literally the whole time he's been in New York. Like, he just seems to be unleashed, and no, like, he just, yeah, he's just unleashed. So that's that photo. I really loved seeing a Namjoon speech. There's this really amazing video where he's just like walking off from the, so I'm gonna try something this time where I'm going to put all of my links, I guess, or some of the links or the pictures and stuff that I'm referring to in a highlights in my Instagram. So if you're not following my Instagram, go follow it, Grown Ass Fandom, and I will put all the photos and stuff I'm talking about there. But yeah, there's a TikTok I saw where he is like floating by, and he just did a speech at the Met, and his hair looks amazing. He looks beautiful, and he looks fucking hot. I just was like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. I cannot deal with this anymore. And I cannot believe, like, it's only fucking Tuesday. Like, I don't even know like what the next day will bring. I'm just trying to get by. So that's the photos. Those are the Met fits. To rank, I mean, JK's is first. I would say JK's my favorite. Then Jin. Then Jimin. Suga. Well, I don't know. Yeah. So we'll just do my three favorites. My three tops are JK. And I don't, okay, so like JK's, I legitimately like the outfit. A lot of them is just like beauty. Like, Jin just looks hot, right? So JK, Jin, and I think that, I love Tay's suit. I just feel like it doesn't, I hope it doesn't, I just feel like it's not fitting him right. Because usually he's fit so impeccably, like his suits for the performance and stuff were very good. Oh, do we, should we talk about the photo that Hyundai, God, it's just like so fucking much. Oh my God, there's just so much content. Like, Hyundai had a photo of them. Maybe that'll be for the OnlyFans. I believe something. Jesus, that's just like so much. Okay, let's go to the main event, which was, which is the photos of Megan and BTS. Guys, if I sound tired, it's because I am. It's like late at this point, but I want to get this to you. But I don't want the way that I sound to portray how, like, so when I, so when I saw this, when I originally saw this, I was at the doctor's office of the ENT. As I'm a nasally person, so I went to the ENT, and I was like mentally not doing great because the ENT told me that I need to get surgery and I really don't want to get surgery. I'm like terrified, blah, blah, blah. Don't want to talk about that here. But, and then like I started to get texts and texts and texts and messages and DMs and stuff that are like, yeah. And I was listening, I had to finish up with the doctor and do all this stuff and schedule like a CAT scan and all this stuff for my nose. You can hear it, but like, think about it. The podcasts are going to be like so much clearer and less nasally and less breathy if I can breathe. I've been doing all this without, like, can you imagine? I've been doing all this fucking talking and I can barely fucking breathe. Imagine what will happen when I can breathe. What's going to happen then? Okay. So everybody was like, hey, y'all, it's like, it's happening. It's this thing that you will never, ever imagine. And it's a photo of BTS and Megan Thee Stallion. Now, I am a hottie before I am a BTS fan. I've been obsessed with Megan for a couple of years now. Like, the fact that I found out that she was tall, she's a stallion, she's just like cool, chill, alternative, like sexually empowered, badass. Like, I love her so much. I love her so much. You guys know because you hear me talk about her. Like, she's my alt. She's my alt. Like, I'd say that like my favorite is like, I love Megan. I love Lizzo. I love Rihanna. Like, those are like my girls. And then like a lot of like my other girls are like from my youth and stuff like that. Like Aaliyah. Okay, so if you have not listened to Aaliyah yet, now is the time. Aaliyah's library is finally on Spotify. And I listen to it nonstop. Like, I listen to the album Aaliyah, released 2001, nonstop. I fucking love it. Okay. So we have these photos of BTS and Megan. Where do we begin? This is a really, 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 really rich text, and I'm gonna try not to spend the next 30 minutes talking about it. So first let's talk about like what questions we have, right? The first question is, what are the circumstances around this meeting? Was it a meeting for something else? Was it a lunch? Was it like I said, something on the schedule that they're both doing? They're playing at that Global Citizens thing? I think both of them are, right? Is Megan at Global Citizens? Let's look. Oh no, so she's just playing a concert in New York today or tomorrow, right? Yeah. Yes. Okay. So that's why. So basically it looks like, so I went to Megan's thing and it looked like they were meeting up at a kind of like a rooftop thing. Was it like a rooftop dinner? But like when you go look at the dog's profile, it looks like, let me see if I can find the dog. What's it called? Let's see. So yeah, when you look at the dog's profile, you see the dogs are bending down to talk to him, and there's like people around, and there's like a setup with the dogs and stuff. So I wonder if it was just like a setup meeting or it was something else. And I just wonder if they talk to each other. Like, did they like have a big conversation? I know like language barriers are tough. Like, especially being in Korea, I can sort of attest to like that's so annoying when I was in Korea, but like I can attest to just like how like it's hard to communicate when you can't really understand each other. And I know that Namjoon has said that like you when you don't lose it, when you don't use it, you lose it in some ways. And they've been speaking Korean, their meetings in Korean, where everything has been Korean. So I just wonder like how much they were talking. Was it like an awkward meeting where they're like, hey, and then they sort of went upon their way, or what? Like, I just am curious, like, what were the circumstances of it, how they meet up and stuff like that. Like, is it like a bigger collaboration? It seems like both Megan's and BTS's sort of entourages were there, and I know that BTS has a big entourage because from my friend who works at NBC and has seen him at both Billboard and To Get To. So I'd be curious about that. So that's my first question, is like, what were the circumstances of them getting together? What did they talk about? Did they really talk, or it was just like, hey, like type of thing? I just am curious to know. I mean, looking sort of like reading the body language, so if we did like a body language read on everybody, I feel like everybody looks pretty comfortable. Like, Suga's smiling is pretty notable to me, I would say, in the photo. Like, he looks really relaxed, although his hands are crossed, which means that he's kind of like surveying things from behind. But like, Tae looks like he's having fun. Hobie looks like he's having fun. Jimin looks like he's having fun. Namjoon, we will get to in a second. And we'll get to the rest of them in a second. But yeah, like, I just am curious, like, because she has one post with them, and then she has one post with her, and she's doing a Fashion Nova shoot. And like, did she do that shoot while they were there? Were they gone? Was she waiting for them and they did that and she did that shoot? I'm curious to know. Okay. So let's unpack the photos. Let's start with, so we're going to go through the photos, and we're going to, so there's 1, 2, 3, 4, and we're just going to look at them each one by one and analyze. Okay, so we've got the first photo, and it's got Megan with her kissy, adorable face. Her dress looks amazing. I guess it's Fashion Nova. She's a Fashion Nova partner, and her makeup looks really good as well. So we have Tae, who is throwing his tongue out. He's got the horns up, and like I said, he looks pretty relaxed and cozy, and doesn't look like he's like, you know how like sometimes Tae can be like fake? You're not being fake. He's just like he's not able to hide how he feels. And I'd say in both photos, he looks pretty like relaxed, and like she passed the vibe check, because you can tell when he's unsure about somebody, and he seems pretty comfortable. Okay, but yeah, Megan looks beautiful. I love the hair. She just looks great. And then we have Namjoon. Namjoon has just been looking really, really good. He looks good this whole trip. They all look really well fed and like nourished as a group. Also, like, I feel like they've been eating, sleeping, all that stuff, and they just look great. But yeah, Namjoon in particular looks, I think one of my sister wives said he looks both like a fuckboy and a boyfriend, and I 100% agree. There's like, he's giving us like the head tilt back of a fuckboy, but the energy is very boyfriend. I know somebody was like, he looks like he is just introduced his girlfriend to his friends and they all are into him. That's what somebody on my TikTok said. Listen, no comment. No comment. But I mean, like, listen, I think people were shipping, who were people shipping Megan with? I mean, Megan has a boyfriend. I'm very happy for them. I would never wish any ill will on that relationship, because that's bad karma. But I mean, it would be cool. It would be fun. I do like to envision it. I think most of us would, right? Like, it's just she's beautiful, but she's like a normal, like, that's the appeal of Megan. Megan's like us, except she has really strong knees. So yeah, that's how, I just love the hair. I hope he keeps it. I don't want him to grow it. I don't want him to touch it. It's perfect, and hopefully it's healing. I cut my hair too, because we both needed a refresh and all that stuff. Jungkook, like, he looks scared. He looks legitimately terrified. Like, he's actually hiding behind Namjoon here. I feel like he's, like, making sure to be the furthest point away from Megan as possible. And I just think that that's really cute. Like, I was really deep into my JK period. And this popped me off because I'm just like, all right, he's scared. He's not ready. He's not ready yet. And it's so funny because he's all like, look at me. And my chest all out, my titties all out, and everything like that. And then he gets in front of Megan and he's like, ah! He's full of shit. He's full of shit. It's like, what is it? Which is it? Which is it? Huh? Which is it? Okay. And then again, like, Suga looks very, very comfortable, very like, hey, Megan, you're doing great. You're doing really great out there. And I'm just proud of you. He's giving that energy, and I really, really appreciate that. Like I said, his arms are crossed, but they're not crossed in like a defensive way. His body language still seems pretty open, so I think that was good. Jin also looks very, very comfortable. Like, Jin truly looks like he's known Megan before, like they had already met. Whenever you look at a photo and you look at people and you can get a sense of who knows who, like who's familiar with who, who's whatever, at least I can. And maybe that's like my super like weird spidey sense. But like Jin just has this energy of like knowing here where he's like, yeah, yeah, I mean, that's my girl. That's my girl, Megan. So I don't know if they've met before or they just like really were comfortable. I'd be curious to see the footage. I hope it's not awkward. It probably is. I mean, we have to prepare for it to be awkward, but you never know. You never know. Oops. Okay. And then Jimin is just looking like Jimin. I think in the second photo, he's got his tongue out. Yeah. So in the second photo, he's got his... And yeah. And then we have Hobi, who has been literally, remember a couple days ago when he was on Weverse and he just was so obsessed with throwing the tongue out and... So of course, as soon as he met her, he was sort of like eager to do it, right? So that's the photo. The second photo is like a variation of the same thing. I guess some differences are that Tae is more giving us model. Megan's tongue is out with the others. Suga's the same. Jin is still like, oh, hey. Namjoon somehow looks more of a fuckboy. And JK seems to be hiding even more. Then they've got a cute photo with, I think it's, yes, it's Tae and Jimin, of course, with the dog, as usual, and then I think it's Namjoon who the dog is like, oh, looking at Frenchie. He's looking up at Namjoon. Is he looking up at Namjoon? Yeah. Oh, sweet. He's so cute. That dog is so fucking adorable. And so I wonder what that was like. But again, I just am curious to see like what the situation was around their meeting. Whose foot is this on the side? Who's wearing like these pants? I can't tell. Oh, I think it's Suga. Maybe Jin. Actually, I think those pants are JK's. I guess we can tell by their lives. So they did a couple live attempts after this. And it was so funny because I've spent a lot of time in New York. And the worst thing about New York is the Wi-Fi. It's truly terrible. Like being there, I was there for a couple months and being there was literally like being in like 2001 or something. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with that city and in Wi-Fi, but it's really, really bad. So that's what they were experiencing. And they looked kind of mad. I mean, I know that like people were analyzing that for scraps, but I can't. I just was like, I have too much going on. And so another thing we need to address is the fact that BTS gave Megan a Koya, and the Koya she modeled the Koya with her nails because it matched her nails, which was really, really cute. And I literally lost my mind because I was like, who the fuck gave her that Koya? It's really, because it's really specific. Like, it's so funny because, like I said in my TikTok, Namjoon is the black people's bias, the black women's bias specifically. I literally said that in my last podcast, right? How, like, I feel basic liking Namjoon. Like, I don't love how it feels to be into Namjoon because there's just, like, so many other black women who feel exactly the same. And I know that I like being a sister wife, but sometimes I don't love being a sister wife. And so her doing that is very interesting because it's, like, a couple things, right? Like, it's, in some way, going back to the beginning of some of the things I talked about very early on in the podcast, which was like the ways, the interesting relationship the black community has with K-pop, right? And I talked about how there was a whole channel, a whole fucking channel devoted to K-pop idols' interactions specifically with black women and how sad it was, right? How it's like really tragic and it goes into like some bigger implications around desirability and all that stuff. And so I think that like secretly, even people who didn't prescribe to that thing were hoping that they would get an interaction with BTS and Megan just because it's nice because like she's not just like a black girl. She's like a dark skinned, tall black woman who often gets sort of like told that she's too masculine and everything like that. And she's this and she's that and she could never whatever. And she gets so much shit. And so like, and I feel like a lot of times, as a black woman, and I feel this way when I see people give Lizzo shit, when I see people give Megan shit, especially as another tall woman who's constantly like stressed about, like I cut my hair off, like cut it off. Like you should have seen all the hair that was on the floor after I was done. And I was really scared to do it because like I said, I'm like a tall black woman and I was like, I don't want to feel too masculine and stuff like that. And so I was afraid of that. And so when people say stuff like that about Megan and other people, you feel it, like you it reflects on your life. And so seeing this is something like you don't want to admit that it makes you feel good, but it does make you feel good. And so like, and then you have somebody like Namjoon. And this is, again, this is now we're getting to Shinee verse territory, right? You have somebody like Namjoon who is held up, like truly held up as the black woman's bias. And the fact that Megan got that Koya plushie and showed it to us, it means something. And it's like hard to explain what it means, but it definitely represents something. And I had like such a strong reaction to it. I mean, I had a strong reaction to the whole thing as a whole, just because I love Megan so much. And I love BTS so much. Like, I have to figure out what my, I would totally do a Megan tattoo. I just don't know what it would be. I don't have any like BTS stuff, but I have a Megan shirt. Like, I have a Megan shirt that I wear and people think it's so funny because it's like tongue out. So yeah, I mean, I think that the thing, the sort of shipping, and I think people are already starting to come after people for shipping Namjoon and Megan Thee Stallion, and I'm sure it's gonna get really racist really quickly, but it's just fun. It's just fucking fun. Who cares? She has a boyfriend. This is all Shinee, like fanfic. Like, listen, the things that we see in fanfics are not real. There's no way that somebody, like, for example, JK is that good at sex. I seriously doubt that he can blow a back out like that. I don't think he can. If he can't, if he's hiding from Namjoon, he's hiding behind Namjoon like this, he probably can't. So it's all fantasy, right? And so why can't people have fun with the scenario and give people their crumbs, right? Like, give people their crumbs. And Megan represents something bigger for a lot of people. And so seeing her get that plush, seeing her with BTS means something to people. And so I just wish that people would let that be. I mean, again, like I said, she's not racially ambiguous. Like, she's a black woman from Houston. And it's so good. And she's so, like, and also it represents, like, some cognizance around sexuality because she is very sexual and her photos and everything like that, and they're recognizing that and they're in that, like, they're throwing their tongues out the same. So I just think it's great, and I hope we see more. It's only Tuesday, so goddamn help us. I guess I miss the era where they would like meet celebrities all the time, so I guess this is the return to that, but they're even way bigger than they were before. So yeah, I love the pictures. I just like to look at them all the time. Like, throughout the day, I just, like, when I was on my walk, I was like, huh. And they're like, what's got you smiling like that? Oh, it's Megan and BTS. Literally my two favorite things in the world. Makes me feel emotional. Like, I just want them to go home. I can't really take much more of this New York content. I really can't. So I don't know. Those are my thoughts. If you see any Megan slash any of the BTS member fanfics, send it my way. I want to read it. And I'm not afraid to admit that. I'm not afraid to admit that I would like to read it. Not at all. Yeah, she just looks great. They look great. I hope they had fun conversations. I hope they were able to relate on things and that it was a good meeting for everybody. And I hope they see each other again and greet each other. Do you remember that, like, John Legend stuff where they, like, greeted him a second time? I would like that. I would like that. So I think that's it. Like I said, I'm going to put my sort of podcast notes on Instagram. So anything that I refer to or any photos I refer to will be in my highlights for the podcast episode. We'll try that. And for the OnlyFans, I guess either the OnlyFans is going to be the episode I already fucking recorded. I already recorded. Or it's going to be an after show for this and anything else that happens throughout this week. So we'll see what happens. And I think that's it, y'all. I'm sorry if this is a little short. I'm sure if it's a little long. I just had to talk about this. Okay. I will join the Patreon. I'm almost to 200. So my goal is 200. And I always appreciate all the support. If you please share this podcast, please rate and review. My goal is to get more listeners this month. I don't feel like I'm accomplishing that goal yet, but there's still time this month. So make sure you share it with a friend. Tell people about it. Tell your group chats. Tell your friends. Any groups you are in, let them know to listen to the podcast. And I think that's it. I will talk to y'all later. Bye. The top, I want to hear you say, you don't run from nothing, dog. Get your soul. Just tell them that the break is over. Damn. They got bogey and none and a thing. 우리 모두가 땡 누가 끝판이 좋던 간에 나는 냉전은 상관하네 honey bear honey bear honey bear honey bear 이 음악은 동의 앞에 내 알고리겠지만 배 네 주장이 다 맞아배 우리 망해가고 있는 일본 이 덕분에 앞에 우리 위 아무도 없네 우리 망해가고 있기에 고맙다 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 대체껏 무시해줘 고맙다 덕분에 스타디움 넌 밀보다 많은 것을 덕분에 많이도 얻었다 제가 내 사 친구들아 내가 곧 퇴겹이 되겠다 우린 앞으로 바람대로 도망할게 이겨서 걱정해